HR market is evolving so quickly, then after a year or two, then the frame collapses. It's no longer relevant. Yeah. And machine learning helps you create a frame much more quickly. So, I mean, you are more relevant because it can update like every day. If you want a new system, a new frame every day with machine learning, it's easier to be done than with the HR annotation or HR experts.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Hacking HR podcast. You know, we've been talking about technology, artificial intelligence, machine learning for a very long time in a lot of the activities that we do in Hacking HR, but not only us in Hacking HR. A lot of people, a lot of organizations have been talking for a long time about artificial intelligence, the impact of artificial intelligence technologies in the world that we do, in the work that we do at work, and in the work that HR is doing as well. So today we are going to have a conversation about how important it is to understand machine learning, to understand artificial intelligence skills, in particularly to empower employees. And hopefully we're going to be adding some elements in this conversation about how to understand and make sure that we're using unbiased data in all that we do with artificial intelligence. And we're going to have this conversation with somebody who is an expert in artificial intelligence, in technology, in algorithms, in machine learning, and hopefully will be helping us understand more about the impact of AI at work. So Tanguy, it's a pleasure to have you in the show. How are you doing?
Hi, Enrique. Thank you for having me. I'm going fine.
Well, thank you so much for being part of this conversation. And I'm excited to talk about artificial intelligence because a lot of people have already, I think most people by now have already heard about artificial intelligence, but for them, it's still sort of a very gray, kind of cloudy scenario that they don't truly understand. So let's begin with the basic in here. What is artificial intelligence? What is machine learning? So let's try to explain it as basic as possible, so because I want people to walk away with at least the basic understanding of what both artificial intelligence and machine learning are. So can you please let us know more about it?
Yes, yeah, sure. It's kind of a hard question because artificial intelligence means we need to understand what intelligence is, and it's hard to define it. Maybe it's easier to understand artificial intelligence in understanding why we created it. Why did we need artificial intelligence? And the question is pretty simple. There are times where we can't explore all the solutions and we have to choose some solutions with some kind of intelligence, not at random. And that's the first step towards artificial intelligence, like mimicking human intelligence by making decisions to only look at certain solutions instead of looking at all the solutions. So we can reach a conclusion rather than getting lost in all the solutions to explore. This is AI. And for machine learning, it's much more recent. Machine learning is like one step further. And the human part of the intelligence is so hard to describe that we will rather prefer a machine to learn that step. So the intelligence part of the algorithm is like learned by a machine. Just like you teach a child, this is a cat, this is a dog. You don't explain what the feature of a cat is or what the feature of a dog are. You just show them images and by himself, he's learning what a cat and what a dog is. So machine learning is like the same system, but for computer.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I understand the concepts, of course, of artificial intelligence and machine learning. And I'm sure, based on your definition, hopefully most people understand sort of that basic. But why would anybody want to use then artificial intelligence? Somebody working in HR right now, right? Why would they say, what you're describing, Tanguy, that sounds so pretty simple that I can do the cat and the dog thing. And I can, why would I want anything mimicking my own intelligence if I can do that work? So why would they want to use either artificial intelligence or machine learning in the work they do?
There are two ways of answering this question. The first one is like going in the automation way. So machine learning can help you do simple tasks that are repetitive, and maybe an HR will not have much added value in these tasks. So they help them focus on the important part of the job. That's the first way of seeing at machine learning in HR. And the second part will be more like with the data, because today there is a lot of data available everywhere, but it's hard to keep track of the important data. So extract maybe skills from text or CV or offers or whatever. And machine learning can help you get the most of skills, whatever the way they are written, like project follow-up or project management is the same core skill, but it's phrased in two different ways. And machine learning can help you like detect those two skills are the same one. So you essentially gain time.
Yeah, so what I'm understanding here is that there are a couple of things that can happen by using both artificial intelligence and machine learning. Number one, you are becoming more efficient in things that, maybe we could do them, but perhaps they are either boring or we are not as efficient as technology and as a software could be to do those things. And the second thing is that, I mean, you're mentioning a great example, right? I mean, if you have resumes and you want to extract specific skills out of those resumes, I mean, you may be able to do it as a human, with one, two, three, every half an hour, right? But if you have to do that for 1,000 in 1 hour, that's when, your human system collapses, right? It breaks
down.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, and then you need the technology.
And sometimes people try to avoid using technology, and so they try to create frame with easier way to decide if you keep that skill or not, or ways to detect them. But because HR market is evolving so quickly, then after a year or two, then the frame collapse, it's no longer relevant. Yeah. And machine learning helps you create a frame much more quickly. So, I mean, you are more relevant because it can update like every day. If you want a new system, a new frame every day with machine learning, it's easier to be done than with the HR annotation or HR experts.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, one thing that happens in HR, and I think this is true for probably all professions, but in HR, whenever you talk about something that doesn't sound like something that we've done before, it gets a little scary, right? I mean, we talk about, we talked about data, for example, and it gets a little scary because a lot of people in HR, they've operated in a way that we didn't rely too much on data before. And now we talk about data analytics and it's like, whoa, that's something that I didn't study before, or that I didn't practice at the beginning of my career. And now we're talking about artificial intelligence, which is sort of another layer of complexity in the work that we do in HR, and it can be scary. So let me ask you, what skills, what artificial intelligence skills do you think HR people, HR professionals should be focusing on, should be investing time in learning?
Interesting question. Probably, I mean, there are multiple ways to see this thing, but the most basic one is like AI at the core is a system of automation. So it helps with repetitive tasks and it helps with tasks you are capable of defining clearly. So although it's new, it's much more efficient on topics you know really well. So new topics, sometimes you don't really know what they are used for. Like for example, soft skills. Soft skills are our topic because we are not sure for ourselves what they are used for, if they are really important in which industries or stuff like that. So if you try to apply AI to domains that are like kind of blurry, then it might not work at all. So the first thing is to focus on questions with problems that are clearly defined.
Yeah, yeah. And I understand from what you're saying that also, something that seems to be obvious, but sometimes it's not, it's for us to understand really what our processes look like, what are challenges are within those processes and then bring the technology on board, because otherwise it may be difficult for us to say, all right, we have this technology, but what do we use it for? How do we use it if we don't really, you know, fully understand what our process looks like, right?
Yeah, exactly. You got it down.
Oh, absolutely. So let me ask you, when we talk about artificial intelligence and machine learning, how can both of them help in for HR in creating their strategies and the tactics that they want to put forward as a function? Like how can artificial intelligence and machine learning, you know, inform and help in both the design and the implementation of strategies and actions?
So I think the most useful spot is the information retrieval. That means machine learning is very, very powerful when it's used in HR for extracting interesting data from a lot of raw documents. Yeah. So either resume or job offers or I don't know, meetings, whatever. If you have some kind of raw data, then you can ask the machine learning to extract skills or jobs or find relationships between skills and jobs. And all these things machine learning is really good at. So it cannot understand why it's important, but it can help you see to which degree skills are related to jobs. And maybe over the years, you can even see skills transitioning from one job to another, or skills being created or job being created. And machine learning can help you focus on that data, see it, and then it's the HR job to understand it and maybe plans around it.
Yeah, well, you know, you're saying something that is really powerful, because I mean, a couple of things here. Number one, based on all that we have discussed about so far, HR doesn't need to become, an artificial intelligence programmer or expert or engineer. That's not what we're looking for in here, right? We're looking for somebody who has or some skills for basic understanding of the possibilities and the applications of the technology, but more importantly, the processes in HR that technology will help us, turn it into more efficient and more effective. But then the second thing that you're mentioning is that the technology won't give us some of the answers that we may be looking for, because it's processing data, it's giving us some information, maybe it's even helping us predict some paths, into the future. But we are the ones who have to understand what that AI and machine learning is churning out, right? So that we can, have a clear and better understanding on how to use that information.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, even though there is intelligence in artificial intelligence, it's quite limited. It's very good at one task, but in the end, only humans can have that global understanding that really matters.
Yeah, absolutely. Tanguy, let me ask you this question to wrap up our conversation. One of the things that people are the most scared about when it comes to any technology that leverages on data to make decisions is whether that data is biased or unbiased, right? This means that you have to have, clean data, that the collection, should have been, transparent collection of data and ethical, use of that data that you collected. But at the end of the day, it's scary for a lot of people that any company, and especially in HR, will be making decisions based on data that they don't know how it was collected, or that maybe they didn't know was being collected about them. So what would you say in that regard? What would you say when it comes to people being scared about bias or unbiased use of data to make especially people and HR decisions?
That's an excellent question. There are a lot of research actually in all machine learning fields about bias, and it's really hard to unbias data. sometimes you need to know there is a bias to remove it. So if you don't know, then you can't remove it. But I always say the important thing is to have maybe less bias than humans first. And we can't remove all bias, but there are ways to limit them. And the first one is to not use data that are by definition with some bias. Maybe if you don't import any ages or pictures or gender or names or whatever, in your machine learning system, then it can't by definition be biased by those data because you didn't feed them to the machine learning system. Yeah. So that's the first and perfect, I mean, shield against bias suggestions. It's to like not use biased data.
Yeah.
And afterwards, you might find some bias cases, but honestly, once you find them, it's often easy to fix them.
Yeah.
The hard part is the invisible bias, but if you don't use biased data, then again, yeah, they don't appear.
Which is interesting because it puts, again, the responsibility on the right data on people, right? I mean, the machine is going to do what you're telling it to do, or what you are teaching it to do, and it's going to rely and make determinations based on the data you're feeding into it. And if you're feeding the wrong data, you know, you can't expect, like you said before, you know, machine learning and artificial intelligence, they are intelligent, but they are not as intelligent to say this data is biased or unbiased if you are not properly, you know, feeding them into the right data. So awesome. Thank you. Well, do you want to add something else?
No, that's all. I mean, you submitted perfectly.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you clarifying some of these topics that continue to be, you know, somewhat confusing for a lot of people, but, you know, in this case, of course, our community in HR. So thank you so much for sharing all your insights and spending this time with me here in the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. And thank you, everybody. Stay tuned for the next episode of the Hacking HR Podcast. I will see you all soon. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody, for watching or listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed the show. Please follow us on our social media and subscribe to our newsletter so that you can stay informed of all the things that we're putting together for you from the Hacking HR community. Thank you so much. Please continue to stay safe, stay well, stay strong, and we will see you soon.